I don't have to. Shaul makes a big mistake. He's told to kill Amalek and he doesn't. And for that, he loses the melucha. So the Gemara asks a funny question. Gemara says, Shaul made one mistake and he lost the melucha. And David made two big mistakes and he kept the melucha. What's the difference? Why? How could David make two mistakes and not lose the melucha? And Shaul only made one mistake. And then the Rishonim asked, well, David Shaul actually made two mistakes as well. Because earlier on, remember, when he was told to wait to bring the korban, and all the people were disappearing. So what did he do? He said, everyone's disappearing. If I don't bring it now, then they're all going to leave. I should make the korban now. And Shmuel says, well, but I told you to wait. It was similar from another, and he didn't listen. And Shmuel said, well, it was better this way. Wow. Okay. Thought it was the end of summer, beginning of summer yesterday. So there's a Sicha of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Beautiful, beautiful Sicha in the Sichas Musa. And he says there's a fundamental difference between Shaul's mistakes and David's mistakes. That he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, I think it's Yud, by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech decided, it was deadly ill, and Yeshayahu ben Amoz came to meet him. And Chizkiyahu said, what's going on? Yeshayahu says, you're Chayav Misa. Chayav Misa. Because you weren't Osek in Pruravu. So Chizkiyahu said, I'll tell you why I wasn't Osek in Pruravu. Because I saw through Ruach HaKodesh that I was going to have a kid whose name was going to be Menashe, who was going to be a crazy Rasha and Machdiya Kol Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah. So I decided it was better not to have kids. And the response of Yeshayahu Navi is, why are you getting involved in the secrets of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Right? What you're commanded to do, you should do, and you have no right to make cheshbonos. Right? So the story ends not so nicely. Chizkiyahu says, well, Yeshayahu, well, I've got a, maybe if I marry your daughter, my zechus and your zechus will save the day. Good shidduch. So Yeshayahu says, it won't help. They try anyway. He marries his daughter, going to Midrash. They have a kid, who ends up being Menashe, a big Rasha, and he ends up killing his grandfather. Anyway, kills him. Menashe kills Yeshayahu, going to Midrash. Oh, God's okay. So the question on the Gemara is what? A person's chayav misa for not doing pruravim? So the Arach Samachron, they try and explain that pruravim is such a fundamental thing, the chayav misa for not doing. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, no, he wasn't chayav misa for not doing pruravim. What was chayav misa for? For being mafkia himself from one of the mitzvahs Hashem. He said, I know better. He said, it's true. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to have kids. But I can see if I have kids, it will create a churva. It's a terrible thing. Menashe will destroy the world. So I don't have to do this mitzvah. This mitzvah doesn't apply to me. I know better than a college bar. And that's what Yeshayahu says to him. Why are you getting involved in the way to run the world? A college bar who knows how to run the world. A college bar who doesn't serve you to have a kid. So you're trying to question why was Hashem Mitzavah? You think Hashem shouldn't have been Mitzavah? You think you know better than Hashem? That, he was Chayav Misa for that. He lost the Melucha for that reason. So the Yisrael Shalev says that's exactly what's happening with Shaul HaMelech. David HaMelech made mistakes. A mistake of Taiva. He knew it was wrong. But he got the better of him. Right? Maybe his time has made a mistake in Cheshbon. There's different ways to explain what happened with David and Bathsheba. When he counted the arm, it was a mistake. It was a mistake of Taiva, of Gaiva, of something. But he never turned around and said, this is a Tzivoy, and I accept there's a Tzivoy here, but I think it doesn't apply to me in this case. It wasn't, in other words, Shaul didn't say Milongus, the mitzvah doesn't apply. He said, I accept the sivoy totally relate to this specific metzias, but I think I know better. Right? You know, even if David HaMelech made a cheshbon, it was a cheshbon in Lomdus. He said, I think in this case, the sivoy doesn't apply. Right? He thinks that some wasn't mitzaver in this case. Right? When a cheshbon was he made by counting the arm. He thought maybe the issa doesn't apply to our situation. He thought the name, but to make a cheshbon when you say, I admit the sivoy applies and I still won't do it because I think I know better, that uproots your entire justification for you to be melech. What's a melech? He's supposed to be representing the Kodesh Baruch, and he doesn't even keep civil, and he thinks he knows better Kodesh Baruch. For that, he lost the melucha, even though it was only one. Ah, there were two things. It was the same thing. It was the same problem. When Shaul turned around by the people who were gathering, and he's supposed to bring the and wait for Shmuel to bring the korban, Shmuel told him, whatever happens, wait. He says, but I know better. So he brought the korban too early. And with Amalek, that's exactly what he said. He said, Kosh Baruch told him to kill the men, women, kids, and the animals. Why do I need to kill the animals? Why do I need to kill Agag? Why does it matter? I don't have to do that. But he knew it was part of the tzivoy. For that, he lost the melucha. Right? And that's what it really means to be an Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem is someone who's not bigger than the Adon. But he's trying to promote what the Adon did, and listen to what the Adon did. And that was Shaul's fault. Now, Rav Lichtenstein took it one stage further and said, the moment he said, killing Amalek is genocide. It's a totally morally, problematic thing. If it weren't for Tzivoy Hashem, we'd never be able to do it. The moment you're not doing it because it's Tzivoy Hashem, the moment you think you know better, so why are you killing Amalek? And it takes it away from being a Kiyum of Sivay Hashem. It's not only Kiyum of Hashem. It's just pure genocide. So it's a very, very harif approach to Shaul. But basically, the moment you're not doing it out of Sivay Hashem, then you lose all moral and religious justification to do it. Anything, even one person, was unjustified. Right? Which is a very, very scary take on Shaul. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.